Hello and welcome to another edition of the MPFT podcast. Speaking up to raise a concern about anything that gets in the way of good patient care is vital in ensuring lessons are learned and services can continuously improve. I'm Mark Fletcher from the Trust Communications team. As we mark Speak Up Month, which takes place throughout October each year, I'm delighted to explore this further with Kath Chambers, who's one of our amazing Freedom to Speak Up guardians. Kath, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm good, and thank you for that rather impressive introduction. It's really good that you've invited me here today, and I'm really pleased to have the opportunity to talk further about the role of the Speak Up Guardian, but the further work that we're doing in the organisation with some new initiatives that we've just started.
Excellent. Well, we'll come on to the new initiatives in a little while. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to start off with getting a sense for those who don't know about what Freedom to Speak Up is and why it's so important. So over to you, Kath.
Well, Freedom to Speak Up first came into its being back at the Mid-Staffs Inquiry. Many of us will remember the failings that went on at the Trust at the time. So Robert Francis did the investigation into the public inquiry into the failings of Mid-Staffs. And during that, when he was taking evidence, he realised that the staff at the Trust had a fear of speaking up. He then looked further into that and came up with the Freedom to Speak Up review, and in that identified roles called the Freedom to Speak Up Guardian. These then were written into NHS contracts. So across the whole of the country, in England and Wales, there is Freedom to Speak Up Guardians, and that you'll find that whichever trust that you work in, there'll be dedicated roles called the Freedom to Speak Up Guardian. So that's how they came into being.
Right.
You wanted to know why they're important as well, didn't you, Mark? Well, the Freedom to Speak Up Guardian role was, as I said, identified during the Speak Up review, where people worried about speaking up. There are barriers there as well to speaking up. So our role as Freedom to Speak Up Guardian is to get that person's voice heard where it needs to be heard. So people may well have tried to speak up through their manager, as the policy tells us to do, also through their manager's manager if they feel that they're not being heard, or to other leaders in their teams or in their professional groups. But sometimes that there's difficulty in doing that for all various reasons, and that's where the Freedom to Speak Up Guardian can play a part. Our role is to help that member of staff's voice get heard, and we play a big part in doing that. We can also talk through what the issues are for that person and try and remove some of those barriers in the local team if they're not getting heard in a local team. That's why I think it's important. That's what our work involves. We have also Freedom to Speak Up champions as well, whose role is to literally champion speaking up and to educate people locally, to ensure that people are doing their training, to point people in the right direction of the Freedom to Speak Up policy and how they do that, how people can speak up using the policy and the standing operating procedure. So we've got a network of people in our organisation whose role it is to try and remove those barriers to people speaking up and to remove the fear that people have of speaking up.
You mentioned barriers there, which I think is appropriate because the theme for this year's Speak Up Month, which I mentioned earlier on, takes place through October, is breaking barriers. What barriers do you feel still need to be broken?
Well, the barriers that exist across our trust, but also across a lot of NHS trusts, is sometimes it's about people's working arrangements. Sometimes they work in nights. That's not so easy to find a place to get your voice heard. It might be that you're a temporary member of staff or a volunteer. Those are also barriers that people find in speaking up. Of people with protected characteristics as well, find that sometimes is a barrier to speaking up. Where you work as well, if you work as the housekeeper in a health centre and you work 2 hours in the evening, that can also be difficult to find where to get your voice heard. And sometimes the Freedom to Speak Up Guardian in those situations is just about alerting the manager, putting the manager in contact with that housekeeper and letting the manager know that these are issues the member of staff is facing in that health centre or that more remote setting. And our trust has got many remote settings in, where people are working. So we need to, you know, the Guardian, my posters will be everywhere and you'll see my name. They're on many staff notice boards and you'll see the our name and also our contact details. So you can phone us. Sometimes you can do that confidentially. I've got a, you might have a problem, you might want to just talk it through with somebody, and I can help you find that way of getting that addressed with your permission, your support, to take that further if that's the right thing to do. But we'll always do it in a safe way, a way that you know that you can speak up in a safe environment where you can get heard and get listened to, and there is follow-up afterwards on the concerns that you have raised.
It's important, isn't it, to remember that, that raising concerns isn't necessarily just for, you know, I think the perception that we have is that a concern is raised in a ward environment by a clinical member of staff. Yeah. Whereas, of course, that isn't necessarily the case. Concerns can be raised at any level of any of the organisation. So you mentioned there about housekeepers. I think it's really important to remember that that any level of the trust, from doesn't matter the seniority, that that raising concerns is of equal importance to, and the concern that they raise is of equal importance to everybody else's concern.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have had housekeepers who have come to us. They've come to us, they've told us what the issues were for them, and I'm able to take it to their manager and they get quick solutions to that, quick action, and that helps them to feel confident that they're being heard in this organisation, that MPFT care about the working environment that they work in, whether it feels safe or whether there are issues around the way that they are able to do their job. Wherever you work in the organisation, the Freedom Speak Up Guardian is there for you to talk to the Freedom Speak Up Guardian about what's getting in the way, what is it you need to address, how we do that. And together we'll find a way to get that problem addressed and to get that problem or that issue, that concern heard with the senior leaders in the team or the care group that you work in or the corporate team that you work in, and to get that heard in a way that leads to results, that brings results for you. And that's the purpose of us. And I know the board is signed up to that. The board tells me that I'm there for everybody in the organisation, not just corporate, but everywhere. You might well work in, you know, more remote settings and far from Stafford. We've got services in Liverpool and Isle of Wight. We've got services across the country. And our role is there for you too, to speak up to us, to get your voice heard, and we're able to do that. And we're able to cut through some of the barriers, you know, where managers may not know who to go to. We'll go straight to care group director or the director of those corporate teams and get your voice heard where it needs to be heard.
I mean, we live in fairly cynical times whereby, and we've seen reports in the media about whistleblowing and the fear that staff may have about, as a result of whistleblowing, that may damage their careers. Yeah. It's difficult to sometimes escape from that cynicism, I think, and get across to individuals that that isn't necessarily the case, that that is a misconception. Mm-hmm. What would you say to people who have that conception of that, why should I bother, nothing's going to change, it's going to blow up in my career, it's going to damage me as a person? What would you say to them in terms of if they see a concern and they choose to look the other way because of the fear that they may have?
I understand that. I understand that speaking up is daunting, putting your head above the parapet about small things and big things. It doesn't always have to be a big thing. And we talk about whistleblowing. That's a more dated terminology. It's about speaking up about everything that gets in the way of doing a good job. I know that every member of staff in our organisation wants to do a good job, and there are things that sometimes get in the way of you being able to do that good job that you want to do, that drives you and makes you get up in the morning, you come to work, you want to just do a good job and go home. So being able to speak up is a key way of doing that. And you can speak up in many ways. You can speak up in your supervision, your one-to-ones. You can speak up to your colleagues, you can come to your professional lead or your or senior leaders in your particular team. If you can't do that, if there's a barrier in that, come to me, the Free and Speak Up Guardian, go to your deputy guardian, which we'll talk about shortly, that we can work on removing that barrier, making sure that you come into work, you're making the difference that you want to make, you're addressing those fears that maybe other people are also thinking, you know, something's going on here that I don't want to talk about, but it's going on and it never gets addressed. Come and talk to me. Let's find a way through that. Let's find a way to get your voice heard, to make your working life better, to improve it for others, to deliver a good service for our service users. All that went on in mid-staffs was about, because many people feared speaking up, and there's been other high-profile cases where people have tried to speak up and not been heard. Using your guardian as a way of getting that, you know, how shall I deal with this? As a way of just in the initial stages, talking it through. What's the answer to this? How do I go about addressing this? Is something that's come since some of these, since mid-staffs and since recent cases in the press as well. Our roles are new, relatively new, but they're proving absolutely indispensable to workers who come to us, who at the first stage feel validated. So you'll have the issues and you'll think, well, nobody's talking up about it. Why would I bother? But come and talk to me, because we want to make the service that we deliver the best it can be. And also the working environment that we all work in the best it can be. And everybody has got a part to play in that. Everybody's got their little part in that big machinery. They're that person. You are a cogwheel in this organisation, and your contribution is valued, and we need to hear from you on those small things and maybe big things that get in the way of you doing a good job. You can change. You can be the person that makes that difference and brings about that difference for those that come after you as well. And that's your legacy as you move on up your career or move on to other organisations.
It's important to say, I think it's also, you mentioned yourself, you're not the only person, of course, that's involved in this. We've got Jenny Smith, who's another guardian within MPFT.
Yeah.
You also talked at the top of the episode about deputy guardians. Could you just talk a little bit briefly about the role that they will be playing?
Yeah. Well, we introduced deputy guardian roles, and we've advertised for those, and we've now just appointed three deputy guardians. We've got two more to appoint to for each care group. So we've got Jo Wickens, who's part of the specialist care group. Jo will be working closely with Howard. Howard is the managing director, obviously, of the specialist services, and Howard wants to make Freedom to Speak Up the way we do things everywhere in the specialist care group. Jo's role is to help get that done in terms of leading our champions and helping our champions to do their role, as well as people who literally champion and raise awareness. His role also would be to listen to cases, for people to come forward to him and speak up to him. And he's got that relationship with the senior leadership team where he can cut through some of those barriers that are there.
Right.
The same with Nicola Sherwood. Nicola Sherwood is our deputy guardian in the Shropshire Care Group. She works closely with Kathy Riley, who's the managing director. Her role, like Jo, is to cut through all those barriers, to make sure that the Freedom to Speak Up is on the top agenda of the senior leadership team, and to ensure that speaking up is as safe as it can be. That's the same for all of our deputy guardians. We've also got Karen Hippack, who works in the Children and Families Care Group, with Claire Bailey, the managing director, and the senior leadership team, to again cut through all those barriers. So you've got your own guardian in your care group. You can speak to that guardian. They're there one day a week, you know, but you email them, talk to them, phone them, speak to the leadership team, ask them to come talk to you in the teams about what their role is and influence that, shape that role. How do you want that to work for you in your team? And how do you, what can you get out of this this role? So I'm really excited about these roles. I think it will really have an impact in the coming months. You'll see their names spoken about in different teams. I know Howard, Kathy and Claire are already on board with bringing them into some of those senior leadership team meetings. We weren't able to appoint into the Staffordshire and Shropshire Care Group, but that's, Jenny and I have had conversations about how we're going to do that.
Right.
So we're really, really cooking on gas in this organisation.
Yeah, I think it's a watch this space for the Staffordshire Stoke and Trent Care Group in terms of Deputy Guardian.
Yeah.
So just in terms of a final question for you, going back to yourself, in terms of the rewarding, as you mentioned about the Deputy Guardians, about the impact that they feel that they can bring. You yourself, you've been a Guardian for a number of years now. Just, I'd like you to just finish off by telling us about why you do it, what motivates you, why you've spoken very passionately about it. I sort of get across why you yourself, within your being, wish to become a guardian in the first place.
I mean, in my previous role, I was the patient experience lead. So I'm really, what drives me is about making our lives, the service that we deliver better for our service users and carers. And I know that all of our staff want to do a good job providing the best service that we can do. When I first came into this job, there was a bit of curiosity, why do we need this role? But as we've gone on and I've managed to hear people's stories, people's experience, and be moved by that experience and how they want to themselves make a difference, they want to change something, it drives me, it inspires me further. As a mental health nurse as well, I feel I draw a lot on my mental health nursing background in sometimes just having that listening to somebody and hearing what they've got to say and helping them to find the solutions to the difficulties that they face in their everyday work. So I'm not going anywhere for the time being anyway. And I don't think these roles are in across the country. I'm part of a Midlands network and our work is growing more and more. And obviously we've got the National Guardian as well, Jane Chigley Clark, who leads us and helps to shape the direction going forward. So I'm very honoured to work in our trust and to continue to make it better for our staff and deliver the best that we can do.
Excellent. Well, I can't think of a better way to end it. That's it for this edition of the MPFT podcast. You can subscribe and listen to previous editions by searching for the MPFT podcast via the usual platforms. It just leaves me to say a massive thanks to Kath for your time today, and to also thank you for listening. Thank you and bye-bye.